Hello there, everybody. It's Mike Arrigo, and welcome to Macintosh podcast number 14. We're up to it. It's been more than a year since I've done a podcast on the Mac. Of course, I've been doing other things, Android and some GPS stuff on iOS and things like that, and mainly because I really couldn't think of anything else to cover on the Mac. Hopefully, the ones I had done were enough to allow people to kind of experiment on their own and learn to use the Mac, and that seems to have worked. Thanks to everybody who has sent me email and said, you know, thanks to your podcast, I've got a Mac, or they were so helpful, it makes it all worth it. And what we're going to do on this podcast is we are going to install Lion, the new macOS 10.7. It's been almost 2 years since Apple's put out a new operating system. The last one was Snow Leopard, of course, 10.6. I remember I installed that. It was August 29th when we did that one. It's hard to believe that almost 2 years have gone by already. But 10.7 is out, and this one takes a bit of a different approach to receiving the operating system and installing it and all that stuff. So this is not going to be the same as installing 10.6 was, Snow Leopard, where you just pop in the DVD and you start up from that. It's a little bit different, though hopefully it'll go just as well. I should tell you, disclaimer, this is probably going to be a bit of a long podcast. I know some of mine tend to be long, and this is probably going to be the case because of everything I want to show you. I want to cover all the bases and make sure that I cover everything in detail. So it's probably going to be a long one, so you may want to grab something to drink. I've got that here as well. And come along with me as I install Lion. First off, let's talk about the differences. Lion does not come on a DVD anymore. Apple is distributing it through the App Store. And for those of you that have an iOS device, iPod Touch, iPhone, iPad, you know that, of course, you get all your apps through the App Store, and there has been, ever since macOS 10.6.6, I think it is, there's been an App Store for the Mac, a similar concept. And that is how Lion is being distributed as a download. Now, having said that, you can make, and I recommend you do this, you can make an install disk, either a DVD. You need a DVD, of course. A CD won't work. It's not enough space. A DVD or a flash drive. And that will allow you to make a bootable install that will allow you to install from scratch, which is what I'm going to do. Apple is kind of assuming everybody's just going to install this as an upgrade. And you can do that if you want to try that. A lot of people have had success with it. And if you want to just go ahead and download it from the App Store and run it and let it upgrade your 10.6, feel free. I'm not going to do that, though. Whenever a major release of an operating system comes out, I find, though it takes more time, it is more reliable. It's good to erase the hard drive, install the OS from scratch, and then not even migrate your apps. Download your and install your applications again and reconfigure them. It's a little more work, a little more time, but the reliability and the prevention of problems that can happen is worth it. And of course, then you got to copy your iTunes content if you've purchased anything. You don't want to copy that back over, of course. Which leads me to the first thing. Before you even think about upgrading your operating system, make sure that you have a current backup of your entire Macintosh, really. I can't overstate that enough. If you don't have an external hard drive, go out and get one. They're not that expensive. And use an application such as SuperDuper or a Carbon Copy Cloner to make a full bootable backup of your internal hard drive. Just another little note, too, here, too, before we continue. Not Lion-related directly, but Apple has recently refreshed some of their Macs, and they've discontinued one of them. The MacBook, the one that the white plastic one, has been discontinued. That's the one I've got, actually. Apple has refreshed the MacBook Air, and They have an 11-inch one and a 13-inch one now. I don't know. The MacBook, I think, was a good product for the price. The MacBook Air, which was the same price as the MacBook, the 11-inch one, the $999 US, it only has a 64-gigabyte solid-state drive, and the most you can upgrade that to is 128 gig. Now, this Mac Mini that I'm using here, I got it in 2008. It's got a 120 gig drive, and I got about 40 gigs left. So that might be enough, but 64 just doesn't cut it. And if you want something more, you have to pay for an upgrade, or maybe get the 13-inch MacBook Air, which is I think it's $1,100, something like that. And for that price, you may as well get the MacBook Pro. Honestly, the MacBook Pro 13-inch, because it's got a much bigger hard drive. It's a little bit of a thicker case. And it also has an optical drive and Ethernet, which the MacBook Air doesn't have. They've also refreshed the Mac Mini. There are two Mac Minis now, and I think they use the i7 processors. But one thing Apple has done on the Mac Mini, which I think this is a huge mistake for that computer, the new Mac Minis no longer include the optical drive, the DVD drive. And considering that the Mac Mini is kind of considered a desktop and that it's often used for movies, I think removing the optical drive from that was a mistake. I really do. So be aware that if you get one of the new Mac Minis, you will have to get a USB DVD drive if that's something you want to use. So that's just a little update on what Apple's been doing recently with the Mac line. Okay, so back to installing Lion. Yes, make sure you have a current backup of everything, your entire drive, for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's good to do that anyway. And number two, if you find that you do have an issue with Lion, some people have had a couple of minor issues, nothing deal-breaking. With VoiceOver in Safari, I think the item chooser, there was some kind of issue or something like that. You can boot off of your external and use Snow Leopard again, or if you decide you want to go back to Snow Leopard and wait until a couple of updates have been released for Lion, you can do that. I would also recommend at this point, though, I'm going to show you how to make a flash drive, and I'll show you how to burn a DVD of the install for Lion to do a clean install. I would say at this point, if you have a Snow Leopard DVD, whether that is from what you got with the computer or when you bought it when it came out, hang on to it. Don't toss it yet. Because if you get a new hard drive, a totally new hard drive, and for some reason your install media that you made for Lion wouldn't work for some reason, for whatever reason, it's always possible, though unlikely, but it is possible. The only other way to really get back up and running is to install Snow Leopard and then, of course, download the 10.7 from the App Store. So at this point, I would say, hang on to your Snow Leopard DVD or flash drive if you've got the MacBook Air for a while at least. Supposedly, Apple's going to be selling Lion on a flash drive starting in August for like $69. And I think what that is for is for maybe somebody who never went to Snow Leopard who wants to go directly from 10.5 to Lion or something like that. That might be what that's for. But definitely make a backup. And also make sure that you have all the newest software updates. 10.6.8 is what you should be on. Actually, if you've got the App Store, it'll probably work if you don't install the upgrade. But I think Apple's assuming most people are going to do it that way. So, that having been said, it's about a 3.7 gig download. And depending on your internet speed, this may take some time. My connection here, I've got a cable modem I've got, I think it's like 28 megabit down, so it should go pretty fast. I chose to wait a week, mainly to see, how people liked it, how it worked, and also so not everybody would be downloading it, and my download might be a little faster this way. I think they got over 1 million downloads the first day, which is pretty good. So, I have my Mac Mini booted up here, and I am on my desktop. I don't have anything running. So let's go ahead and go to the App Store. It defaults to being in your dock. I've actually taken it out of there because I mainly keep stuff on my dock that I use. but we can get to it from the Apple menu. So let's go ahead and do that. I'm not going to spend too much time on this covering the voiceover keys or anything like that. I'm going to assume that you've listened to the previous podcasts here and that you're familiar with all of that stuff, because if I stop to do that, it's going to make this take even longer. So I'm not going to stop to explain the keys really in this one. All right, let's go to the menu bar.
Menu bar, Apple.
And open that. And I think if we just type
about this Mac
app, we should get it.
About App Store, Ellipsis.
There we go.
App Store.
Okay.
App Store, Window, App Store, HTML content, has keyboard focus.
Okay, and this is just like browsing the web. It uses HTML areas to display it, so it's just like navigating any other page. So let's see if we need to do a search for it or if it's on the main page.
Link OS 10 Lion.
And there we are. We don't even have to do a search for it. It's right there. Let's go ahead and select that link.
Prep HTML content.
Okay.
Tool and close button. Minimum zoom HTML content. Interact by OS 10 Lion. $29.99 button.
Okay, I'm not going to read the description. While this is downloading, at least while it starts, I'll kind of tell you about some of the new features, because this is going to take a little bit to download, and of course I'll pause the recording, and we'll see how long it takes on my connection to do this once we start it. Just for curiosity's sake. It's a Friday evening here when I'm recording this, so... And again, I'm not going to bother with the description. You can read that if you want to go to the App Store. So let's just go ahead and click on the Buy button here.
Press Buy OS 10 Lion, $29.99 button.
Okay.
Actions for OS 10 Lion. Confirm Buy OS 10 Lion, $29.99 button.
And
actions for OS 10 Lion. Heading level 1, OS 10 Lion.
And it just has the confirm button. Again, I think the description's still there, but let's not even worry about that.
Action confirm.
Let's confirm it.
Press confirm by OS 10 Lion. Interact with dialog for Window App Store. Sign in to download from the App Store. If you have an Apple ID, sign in with it here. If you have used the iTunes Store or Mobile Me, for example, you have an Apple ID. If you don't have an Apple ID, click Create Apple ID. Apple ID. Password.
Okay. So I'll do that. I, of course, have an iTunes account. I've never bought anything off of the App Store, actually, for the Mac. I did download a couple of free apps, so I'm not sure if my ID is still in here or not. Let's find out.
Application icon image sign in to if you have an Apple ID. Password. Forgot? But progress indicate n0oxy@charter.net Apple ID. Edit text
okay,
content.
And that's my email address, too, if any of you want to contact me, and I'll give that, of course, at the end also, N0OXY, which is my ham call, at charter.net. So the ID is already filled in. Just got to probably put the password in.
Password, secure, edit text.
There we go. So I will type my iTunes/Apple ID password. Okay, there we go.
Help button, create Apple ID button, cancel, sign in, default button, sign in.
I'm going to do sign in.
Press confirm by OS 10 Lion, $29.99. Dim button. Closing dialogue.
All right. It is
Zoom button. HTML
downloading,
link.
I think.
OS 10 Lion. Installing OS 10 Lion. Dim button.
Okay. So it's downloading and installing. Let's see what time it is.
Modem. Clock. 3:06:54.
Okay, so closing it's 6:54. Is there a place here to get the status? Let's find out.
Actions for OS heading level 1. OS 10 Lion. OS 10 Lion is the next major link. OS 10 Lion. Installing OS 10 Lion. Dimmed button.
Okay, I don't know if there. If we go to the toolbar,
stop
maybe.
Stop toolbar. In forward, back, featured button. Top charts, categories button. Purchased button. Updates button. Search text field. Search text. Stop interacting.
There seems to be a. I don't know if there's a way to get the status of this.
Close button. Zoom button. HTML. Interact. Install actions for OS heading. O. Multi-touch. Bullet tap or pinch to zoom in on text.
Let me just
heading
browse
level 2.
Through this
information.
Here.
Listing item category languages price 20 sot end of list link rated 4 requirements Mac OS heading level 2 link more by Apple rep Final Cut Pro group heading level 4 customer ratings
yeah
heading
and,
level 5 rate this application heading level 4 customer reviews.
There seems to be no way to read the status of this unless it's just in the status menu someplace. Let's see.
modem, clock, system sound vault, airport, Bluetooth, time machine, displays, modem, PP clock.
No.
Closing
okay,
menu,
well,
app store.
No status. That's okay, so we'll just let it do its thing. Hard to tell how long it's going to take then or how far it is. By the way, if you want to make a... Even if you want to do the upgrade on this and you don't want to erase your hard drive and reinstall from scratch, if you want to make a bootable install, which I would recommend everybody do, once it downloads, I think it starts the app, and we'll find out for sure. If it does that, do a command Q to quit out of it. You'll find the app in your apps folder, of course, in your applications folder, because if you just do the upgrade, it will delete the application after it's done, and you'd have to re-download it if you wanted to make the install. So what you're going to want to do if you want to make that is, if the installer does start automatically once this is downloaded, quit out of it, and then you can you'll be able to make your install, your startup install on a USB flash drive or a DVD using the method that I'll show you here. Well, while this is downloading, and before I pause it, I'll just tell you some of the new features for those that are interested. It does have some iOS features now as far as making Mac OS X look kind of like iOS. You don't have to use these features if you don't want to. It has what's called Launchpad, which basically puts your applications... you can move left and right through them, through different pages. That's a lot like iOS. But again, you don't have to use that. It has something called Mission Control, which kind of combines, I think, Expose and Spaces, which I never used those features anyway, really, in Mac OS 10.6. I never really had a need for them, but that's kind of a new thing. One that I'm really interested in trying out is Alex is still there in 10.7, but now you can get all of the Nuance voices. Samantha, Tom, Jill for the U.S. English, I think Daniel, the one who works in the King's Court for the U.K. English, and I think there's some other ones. I think Karen's there for Australia and some other ones. So all of these Nuance voices you can now download and install, and they work with any speech-enabled application on the Mac. I'm really looking forward to trying that, and I plan on getting all the English voices that I can and installing those. So that's a new feature. One feature, some people may like it. I don't really want to use it, at least not right now. I'm going to disable it, but it's called Resume. If you leave applications open when you restart your Mac, those applications will be right where you left them, basically instead of starting out from scratch. I don't want to use that myself. I want my applications to start from square one. That's just a personal preference. If you want to use that and you find it useful, feel free. You can you'll find it, I think it's under the general system preferences is where that's at. And I'm going to do another podcast of kind of showing you some of the new features, just like I did for 10.6. So that'll, you know, we'll look at that in another, in a separate podcast once it's installed. Let's see. What else is new? There is a new feature called AirDrop, which if you have a newer Mac, some of the older ones don't support it. I don't think it depends on what wireless card you have. But if you're in range of a Mac really close, you can transfer files directly to each other without having to be on the same network. So that's a nice thing. For sharing over Windows networks, I think in 10.6 and earlier they were using something called, I think it's Samba or something like that, which was, I think, an open source thing. But I think that had some issues with Windows 7. Microsoft changed some things with that. And so in 10.7, Apple kind of developed their own SMB sharing integration to connect to Windows networks. So that is a new thing. There's over 250 new features, really. Mail application now has a conversation view, just like the iOS products do, where it's a threaded conversation for the messages. There is still the classic view, And admittedly for me, I'm probably going to switch back to the classic view, at least for starters, and use it that way. Just because I'm used to it, and you don't lose any functionality that way, but by doing that, that I know of. So that's what I'll probably do there. But the conversation threaded view is available now, and feel free to try it if you want to. And maybe we'll demonstrate that in the next podcast. I know some people are using it, and they do like it. So okay, what about VoiceOver? What kind of new stuff is in VoiceOver? Well, there are a few things. Probably the most significant one is what's called activities. You can think of this equivalent probably as set files in WindowEyes and Windows, or probably JAWS configuration files. You can save different preferences for different applications, and you can have VoiceOver switch to them automatically, or you can switch to them manually. So that's kind of a nice thing. Especially if you do like hotspots and things like that. So that'll come in handy. If you have the QuickNav feature on, if you use that, and I think this is tied to QuickNav, but I'm not totally sure. But there is one-letter navigation now. Like on a web page, you can set like H for heading, L for link, things like that. Now, if you do that, you do have to interact with a edit text field to type text into it. So that is one, I guess, you know, side effect of that. I probably will not use that since I can use the numpad, and I don't mind pressing a couple of keys. But it is there if you want it. If you want to just press, you know, one key to navigate and you don't mind interacting with a text field, it's there. I think the Braille tables have been updated. There's a new thing also in the web thing where it'll tell you the progress as a page loads. So that's a new thing that some people may find handy. There's something for navigating in text. You can hold down either the left or right, I think it's a command or the option key, something like that, and press a letter and it will take you to the first or the next item that starts with that letter. So that might be handy for navigating some word processor documents. Those are the main VoiceOver new features that I know of. There might be some other minor things, but those are the main things. I think it works now too with the ARIA, which is part of HTML5. The ARIA areas, I think VoiceOver identifies that and works with it, so that that'll definitely be a good thing as more web pages start using that. Let's see. Aside from VoiceOver, there's another feature where you can save different versions of a document. Windows has had this for a little while. If you have System Restore enabled, I think it's part of that, where it will save different versions of a document. So if you make a mistake on it, you can revert back to a previous version of the document. So that might come in handy. For Time Machine, there's a new feature which will come in handy, especially for laptops. If you're away from your Time Machine drive, whether it's a external drive or over a network, what will happen is Time Machine will basically make an image on your hard drive of the backups that it would normally make. So if you need to restore something just within the time period that you're away from your drive, you can do that. And then once you reconnect the computer to the Time Machine drive, it will take that image and resume the backup on the external drive, and then delete the image. So that might come in handy. Those are the major new features. I think iCal has also been redone a little bit. I don't use that app, so I'm not sure what's changed in it. But I think the address book also has been redone. There's a page on Apple's site that kind of describes all the features if you're interested in reading them. Oh, another new feature. What this does when you install it, which I understand why it does it, and it can be a nice feature. There's one part of it I don't like, though. What it does is it makes a hidden partition on your hard drive that basically is kind of like you might call it a recovery area. And if you hold the command key and press R while the Mac starts up, after you hear the startup sound. And I think if you hold the Option key down too, it shows up as a startup disk choice. It allows you to boot into the recovery, where you can do things such as I think it does even have Safari, so you can browse the web to look up, like, if you need to look up support information or things like that. Of course, it has your disk utility and things like that, which that may come in handy, because if you're going to repair a disk or even the permissions, you really are limited if you try to do that kind of thing with you know, trying to do it on the on the volume that you've started up from. So that can certainly come in handy there. And if you have no OS or on your drive, if that's been totally damaged or erased for whatever reason, it will download. You can download it and install it from the recovery thing, you know, from the recovery partition also. And again, Command-R gets you into that. And I think holding the Option key and selecting it does too, but Command-R is probably a little bit easier. And I've heard that it does verify your serial number also for the Mac. So I don't know if that's to see if you're authorized or what. By the way, speaking of authorization, I'm going to do this. Apple has never said you have to. And I don't know if it will make a difference with the install. I don't think it will, but I'm going to deauthorize my iTunes, my computer, because I've just seen in the past, which I'm not a fan of DRM in general. I'm just not. It causes a lot of times more trouble than it solves. But since it is used at least for TV shows, which I do have some, it does use an authorization. And I don't know if that's based strictly on the serial number of the Mac that you're using, or if it's based on, you know, your OS or anything like that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into iTunes while this is downloading, and I'm going to deauthorize this computer, and I'll re-enable that, of course, after it's installed, just to be safe, so I don't end up using up one of my authorizations. I don't know if I would, but I'm just playing it safe. If you don't want to do that and you want to, you know, just go ahead with it, especially if you're just going to do the upgrade and you're not going to erase and reinstall, then, you know, feel free. You don't have to do that, but I'm going to. So I'm going to just Command Tab out of this App Store window.
Finder, desktop.
And I'm going to go to my dock.
Dock.
And I'm going to open up iTunes.
iTunes, Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
It's taking a second because the hard drive's kind of tied up with this download. As far as the requirements go for Lion, you need at least 2 gigs
iTunes,
of RAM.
Window, iTunes.
There we go. Okay, you need at least 2 gigs of RAM, and you need at least a Core 2 Duo. Just a Core Duo or a Solo, unfortunately, will not work. The other thing is, if anybody's even using apps with this anymore, I doubt if anybody is, but basically in 10.6, of course, it only worked with Intel-based Macs, but if you had a PowerPC application, it would use Rosetta to allow you to run that. That is now gone in 10.7. So only Intel Macs and only Intel applications, which... any app, if anybody's still using that, an app that only works on PowerPC, it's probably so old anyway that there's probably a better alternative anyway. So no real loss there. But okay, we're in iTunes. Let's go ahead and deauthorize this. I'm going to go to the menu bar and go to Utilities.
Menu bar, Apple, View, Control, Store, Advanced.
I think it's in Utilities.
Window.
Or Advanced, I'm sorry, Advanced.
Advanced menu, 12 items. Open stream, Ellipse, subscribe to, create iPad or Apple TV version, create MP3 version, turn on home sharing, choose photos to share, Ellipse, get album artwork, get track, submit CD track, join CD track, the authorize Audible account, Ellipsis, open stream, Ellipsis, command
U. Audible account, now that's interesting, maybe it's under the store menu.
Store, menu, back, check for available downloads, Ellipsis, view my account, sign out. The authorize this computer, Ellipsis.
There we go. That's what we want.
The authorize this computer. Enter account name and password. Enter if you have an Apple account, Apple Low N0 Ox example, password. AOL member account, radio button. Apple account, iTunes store, mobile me, etc. Selected AOL member account, radio button.
Now this password field,
Apple account,
for some reason
N0
it doesn't.
Password, secure edit text.
There it is, okay. So I'm going to type my password. Hopefully this won't affect the download, at least it shouldn't.
The authorize, depressed now in window, iTunes, source, this computer has been successfully deauthorized. Okay. Default prep now in window, iTunes.
Okay, there we go. And again, I'll do that, of course, afterward. And you definitely want to, of course, make sure you have a backup of your iOS apps you could re-download, but the TV shows or any of that stuff, I don't think Apple lets you re-download that. So again, an entire backup of your system is crucial, especially if you're going to do the erase and reinstall. Even aside from that, the backup is important. Can't be overstated. I would say even if you just do your backup using like Carbonite or an online backup, that only really backs up your data. It doesn't back up your OS or anything like that. There's no substitute for an external hard drive backup. So again, that's definitely something you want to do. All right, let's go ahead and quit out of iTunes.
Finder.
And let's see
App Store,
how this
App Store
download
window,
is
App Store.
Coming along.
Link. OS installing. OS 10 Lion. Dimmed button.
I'm just surprised that it doesn't tell you the status of that. Actually, there's probably a way I could tell. Let me see something here.
Finder. Desktop.
Let me open up my applications folder.
Applications. Now in window. Applications.
I don't know if it's
list
saved there already.
51 rows. Address.
51 rows. No, I think it's...
App Store.
Yeah, I don't think it saves it there until... Maybe it's in the downloads.
Close window. Now
see.
In. Desktop. Home. Now in. Downloads. Open in this window. List. iPhone-GPS.
No. Okay. I'm not
Close
sure where
window.
It saves that
now
when
in.
It's done. But there seems to be no way to check the status on it. It's but it's a 3.7 gig download. So what I'm going to do, I think, is pause this. And we will come back once this is done, and we'll see how long it took. It started at 6:54, so we'll see how long it takes for the entire download. And then I will show you how to make both an installable flash drive and a DVD, and then we will actually do the install. Okay, so we'll go ahead and pause this, and we'll come back once the download is complete. All right, we are back on the recording here, and actually, I didn't have this paused very long at all. It was probably only about, a minute or more, or that's about it. It downloaded pretty fast. Let's see, it started at 6:54, and the current time...
Modem.
Clock. Is
7:16.
So you figure about 22 minutes for 3 gigs. That's not bad, really. That's not bad at all. All right. I am in the install window, and let's just go ahead and read it for those of you that want to do an upgrade. But again, I'm going to quit once I do that. But let's go ahead and read the window.
To set up the installation of macOS 10.7, click continue. Continue button.
And I don't want to do that, so I am going to do Command Q.
Finder, Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected
and
volume.
And there we are. We're back on the Finder. Okay. Before we get into how to make an install for this, I don't think I ever mentioned this in any of my previous podcasts, and now it would be helpful for you to know this. How apps work on the Mac. The file, of course, has a .app extension, and really what those are, you could almost call them folders in some ways, because they contain all of the files that make up an application. On Windows, of course, you have the executable, and then a lot of times they scatter DLLs all over the place, in the system folder and things like that. Now, Mac applications sometimes copy things into system folders, but not nearly as much. Most of the time, all of that is either contained in the application or it uses the shared frameworks that are already built into the OS. It's much cleaner. So an application has a lot of files contained within it. Sometimes text files, and you know that's how, like, when you look at help in an application, you know, all of that is contained within the app file. And there is a way to open the contents of an application and view it in a folder, in a Finder window, just like anything else. And that's what we have to do to make the bootable install, because there is a disk image inside the app. It's a .dmg extension. And, of course, if you've installed anything, you know, a lot of times you see those and you open them up and they mount as an image, like a virtual disk, as it were. And what we need to do is get to that disk image, and we can use a disk utility then to restore that to a flash drive, or to burn that image to a DVD. And again, I'd say go the flash drive route if you can, because it's going to be faster. Writable disks don't read as fast as pressed ones do, and it's going to be quite a bit slower. Not to mention, I think a flash is probably more reliable. You'll need at least 8 gig flash drive. I've actually got here it's a micro SD card, actually, that I've had sitting around here, and just put that in a card reader, and it basically is the equivalent then of a flash drive, and I'm going to use that. What we're going to do here is let's go into the applications folder. I don't know exactly what this is going to be called, so we'll have to just kind of browse through the apps.
App Store, Finder, App Store.
We can close out of the App Store now.
Finder, Desktop.
Command Q out of there. Okay, so let's open the applications folder with Command Shift A.
Applications, now in window, one row added. Address, book.app, address, book.avian, app, store, automator, burn.app, calculator, carbon, chess.app, cocktail, dashboard, dictionary, Goku scan, DVD, echo, mac.app, application, flip format, font, book, front, row, iCal, iChat, image, capture, infovox, ivox, info, install Mac OS X, lion, app, application.
And there we are. Install Mac OS X. Okay. Now, we don't want to open that in this case, because that would just take us back to where we were before. What we want to do is we want to view the contents of that, you know, what's contained in this app file. And I got a feeling that disk image is probably a good majority of it. So let's do a Control-Option-Shift-M to open the context menu.
Menu, 12 items, open, label, show view, copy, show view options, copy. Quick look, install, make alias, duplicate, burn, install Mac OS X, compress, get info, move to trash, show package contents.
Show package contents is what you want, so let's go ahead and select that.
Closing menu, list view, table, no selection, list view, table, no selection.
And now, we should have...
Verticals, list view, table, one row selected. Name, contents, kind, folder, row 1 of 1.
Okay, that's all that's in here, is contents, so let's open that.
Open a new window. Now in window, contents, list view, table, underline code signature, folder, row, underline MAS receipt, folder, code resources, alias, row info.plist, X, Mac OS, folder, row 5 of 10, PKG info, document, plugins, folder, resources, folder, shared support, folder, row, version.plist, XML property list, row
10. Okay, the shared support, I think, is where we need to go. So let's open that.
Shared support, folder, open a new window. Now in window, shared support. List install ESD OS install.mpkg installer package row 2 of 2.
Okay, let's see how big some of these are. I'm just curious. That OS install PKG, that's probably what runs if you run it as an app. Let's see how big that is.
Get info. Now in window, OS install.mpkg info 479 kilobytes.
Okay, that's pretty small.
Close window.
Now, what about the disk image? It's the
install ESD.dmg.
Install ESD.dmg. That's the file we need. But let's see how big it is.
Get info. Now in window. 3.74 gigabytes.
See, 3.7. That's got the majority of the OS in it. That there's no question about it. That's probably what this thing runs, regardless. So that's the file we need to copy. Now I wonder. Well, it won't matter anyway. I was going to say, do we need to keep the actual app file afterward, or can we erase that once we have the disk image? But it's not going to matter anyway, because I'm going to do a full erase on my hard drive. So that's going to go anyway. But in any case, let's see. Let's go ahead and...
Install ESD.dmg. 3.70 modified.
Okay. Are we still in the get info window? I think we are. Let's see.
Window. Install ESD. Close window. Now in window. Shared OS install.
Yes.
Install ESD.dmg.
Okay, so install ESD.dmg. That is the file we need. And again, we're just in a regular Finder window. So... once we're in there, we can do whatever we want to the file. So let's go ahead and copy this.
Copy. Install ESD.
Okay. Let's close out of all these windows.
Close window. Now in with close window. Now in window. Close window. Now in desktop.
Okay.
Macintosh HD.
And I think
select
we can
volume.
Just paste this on the desktop, I think. Let's see. Do a Command V here.
Pick Macintosh HD. Now in window. Copy. Copying. Install ESD.dmg. To desktop.
And this will probably take a second. It's a big file. The other stuff in that app is probably just for running it within Mac OS itself. You know, if you want to do it as an upgrade. Let's see how long this is going to take to copy. So that's going to be your first step, though. Open the contents with Control-Option-Shift-M. And choose to view the package contents. Then you only have one folder there called contents. Open that and go to shared support, and then the install ESD.dmg. That is the file you need to copy out of there and put that probably on your desktop. You can put it anywhere you want, but the desktop is probably the most convenient place. And just keep track of where you put it, because you'll need to know that in a little bit. Let's see how the copy is coming along.
998.2 megabytes of 3.74. 1.03 gigabytes of 3.74 gigabytes. About 3 minutes.
Okay, this is going to take a bit to copy. Let's pause this while this copies, and we'll come back once it's done. All right, then. We're back on the recording here. The file is now on the desktop. So that's a good thing, and I'm not going to bother deleting the app, I don't think, at this point. It can stay in the apps folder, because the hard drive is going to end up getting erased probably anyway, so it won't matter. But okay, so the first thing let's look at is how to get this image then onto a flash drive. You can't just copy it over, that won't work. What we have to do is we need to basically get the contents of it over so the files are, you know, done the right way. And Disk Utility, I believe, can do that if we use the restore option. I've connected my 8-gig flash drive to a USB port. Actually, again, it's just a micro SD card with a card reader. But as far as the system's concerned, of course, it's just an 8-gig drive. And that should be enough to copy this. So let's go into the Disk Utility. To do that, we need to do Command-Shift-U for the Utilities folder.
Now in 25, disk, utility.open.
Okay, there we go. Open that
disk
up.
Disk Utility, window, Disk Utility, toolbar.
Okay, so what we want to do, let me make sure, I think I've erased and formatted this memory card with the macOS Extended Journal. Let me just check that.
Selected disks, table. 120 points of Macintosh HD, 7.97 gigabytes chipback SDMM reader media, expanded. The untitled, expanded. Pioneer DVD-R untitled, verticals, first aid, tab 1 of 4, to it format. Mac OS extended, journal, format, pop-up button.
Yeah, okay, so that's...
menu, 6 items, chip, Mac OS extended.
Yeah, closing so that, menu. Okay, it's on Extended Journal. Okay, so what we need to do here is go to the Restore tab, and what we need to tell Disk Utility to do is take that image on the desktop and restore that to this flash memory card. So what we're going to do, let's go back to the Restore tab here.
Restore tab 404. Press Restore tab 404. To copy a disk or restore a disk image to a disk, select the source disk or disk image, select the destination disk, and then click Restore. To select a source, do one of the following. Bullet to restore a disk image stored on disk, click Image. Bullet to restore a disk image stored on the web, drag it from a web browser to the source field or enter its URL starting with http://. Bullet to copy a disk, drag it from the list on the left.
Okay.
Source. Source icon image. Source. Edit text. The help tag is drag a source volume or disk image here.
Well, I want to drag this. Speaking of drag, though, that is another feature in 10.7 I forgot to mention. There is improved drag and drop. Now you don't have to route the mouse to it or anything like that. You can still do it that way. But you move your voiceover cursor to one place and press, I think it's Control Option comma, and then you move it to where you want to drop it. And I think you do Control Option period. There's a couple of different commands. You can drop it before, right to the spot, or after the place where the voiceover cursor is. But it makes drag and dropping much easier. Okay, let's see. I don't want to drag that if I can help it.
Source, edit tag, image, button.
There we go. I think if
the
we click that.
Is select a source disk image.
Select a source disk image. That's exactly what we want. Let's select that.
Press image button. Interact with open dialog.
Okay, now we're in a standard open dialog box, which if you've done any kind of file manipulation, you're familiar with. We just need to get down and select that image.
Cancel. File. Table. Note. Virtual machines. Saturn. Leap. Search text feed. Documents. Menu. Living room. Closing.
Okay,
list mode.
Let's see.
So documents. Pop-up. Search text feed. Sidebar. Table. Search for. Documents. Search for. Document. Applications. Doc. Search for. Expanded.
Okay.
Desktop.
Desktop should be what we want.
Leaving scroll area. File. Table. Install ESD.dmg. Friday, July 29th.
There we go. That's exactly what we want. Let's go ahead and... well, I can just go down to the bottom of the window and click
open.
Open that.
Default press. Open. Image. Button. Closing dialog. The help. Install ESD.dmg. Source. Edit text.
Okay,
image.
Great.
To select a destination disk, drag it from the list on the left to the destination field. Destination. Destination icon. Image. Destination. The help tag is drag a destination volume here. Erase destination. Check. Erase destination and replace its contents with the contents of install ESD.dmg. Restore. Dim button.
Well,
selected disk image.
There seems to be
text, mount point, length, volumes untitled, capacity, 7 point, selected disk image.
Okay, let's see,
text, mount point, length, volumes untitled, capacity, 7.96 gigabytes, 7,164,983,296 bytes, format, Mac OS extended, journal, available. 7.93 gigabytes, 7,934,865,408 bytes. Owners enabled, no used, 30.1 megabyte, 30,100.
Okay, I was going to say, I was going to wonder how we're going to select that, but it looks like it's already selected for us because that text is right.
Help, but help, help. Tap selected
so.
Image, restore. Dim button.
Well, that's dimmed, though, still, so
text,
I wonder...
mount point, let interact, bottom of docket, number of folders, 9 number of files, 42, owner, space, format, MacUp, top of document, mount point, length, volumes untitled, capacity, 7.96 gigabyte, mount point, length, volumes, untitled, list view, table, one row selected, name, untitled, kind, volume, row 3 of 3,
okay, so... There we go. I just clicked that.
Untitled. Volume. Row 3 of 3. Collapsed.
So that should...
Vertical split toolbar button. List view. Window. Living room.
Well, I don't think that actually selected it, though.
Close window. Now in window. Utilities. List view. Table.
Well...
Disk utility.
Okay.
Disk utility.
Disk utility
window,
still open. Okay, good.
Bytes. 200. Stop in. Selected disk image. Restore. Dimmed button.
And it's still dimmed.
Selected
okay.
Desk image.
There appears to be no easy way to do this.
Restore. Erase destination and replace its content. Erase destination. The help tag is drag a destination volume here.
Well, I may have to drag and drop this. There may not be any other way to do it. Let me see if I can tab
help
around.
Button.
And I'm not going to pause this because I want to see, you know, if we can figure this out. You know, that way you can learn this too.
Verify button. Info button, burn button, unmount button, eject button, new image button, log button, text, mount point, length, selected disks, table, one row selected, column, one of one, untitled, expanded.
Okay, so that's what we want.
Restore, selected tab 404, install ESD.dmg, source, edit text, con image button, the help erase destination, check help button.
Yeah, there seems to be no other way to get it. So let's see if I can drag this. If not, I can probably use Carbon Copy Cloner or something else to do it. Let's see if we can use Disk Utility. So what I'm going to do...
Verify, inf, burn, unmount, eject, new image button, log button, text, mount point, link, new image button, the help tag, eject button, the help tag is,
let's see.
New it, log button, the help text, mount point, selected disks, table,
okay.
One row,
so,
column, one of one, untitled.
There's expanded. Untitled. Now let's move the mouse to that with Control Option Command F5.
Selected disks, table.
And let's see if it...
Selected disks, table, one row selected, column, one of one, untitled, expanded, is under the mouse.
Okay, good. So now we do Control Option Command Shift Space.
Mouse down on, selected disks, table, one row selected, column, one of one, untitled, expanded.
Okay, now we need to move over to...
Vertical split, first aid, tab, erased, to source, source icon, installing image, to select a destination... Destination icon image. Destination. The help tag is drag a destination volume here. Destination. The help tag is drag a destination volume here.
All right. Now let's route the mouse to that again.
Destination. Destination is under the mouse.
And now if we release it.
Mouse up on destination.
Okay. Now let's see if that restore is still dimmed. Hopefully it isn't.
Destination icon in destination. The help erase destination. Check erase restore dim button.
No, that didn't work. Okay. Well, looks like disk utility is not going to work for this. So, what we will do is we can do a couple of things. We can use either Super Duper or Carbon Copy Cloner, I think, and to do this. Let's go ahead and use, let's go ahead and do Super Duper. I haven't used that program for a while. We'll see how that works. So let's quit out of disk utility. We'll be coming back to that to burn a disk.
Finder.
To learn how to do that.
Close window. Now in desktop.
But let's go down to the dock.
Mac dock. Super Duper. Finder. Desktop. Macintosh HD.
So it looks like.
Duper. Macintosh HD. Pop.
It
Macintosh.
Looks like you will have to use either Carbon Copy Cloner or disk or Super Duper to do this. The disk utility, unless somebody can figure out another way to drag that image over there, to drag that into the destination. I'd love to know if anybody figures that out. But anyway, there are alternatives.
Macintosh HD. Pop up Super Duper. Macintosh.
Okay, that's the source, so we want to select an image.
Prep menu. Three items. Untitled. Disk image. Ellipsis.
Disk image.
Disk open.
Okay.
Back. Four. List mode. Macintosh HD. Pop-up button. Search text field. Sidebar. Table. One row selected. Column. One of one. Macintosh. Untitled. Macintosh HD. Untitled. Macintosh.
Okay.
Search text. Mac list mode. Submap. Side. Leaving table. File, tape, applications, library, emp, old users, set row 6 expanded, 2
okay,
rows,
go to users,
micro, share, micro,
and
row
my
7
folder.
Expanded, 9 rows added, document downloads, library, what desktop, desktop, Friday,
desktop,
row 8 expanded,
and
1
then,
row added, installing desktop, install esd.dmg,
install esd.dmg, there we go,
cancel, button, open, default, now in window, soup.
Okay, so there's that.
Install ESD pop-up button.
And then...
Install ESD pop-up button.
For the other one...
Menu, three items. Macintosh, untitled.
We want to select untitled there, because that's my
closing
drive.
Menu, untitled, pop-up button.
Okay.
Backup, all files, dim pop-up button.
And, well, it's just a disk image, so that's all you can do, I guess.
New version available. Backup, all files, dim, new version available. Super duper. 2.6.4 V89 is now available for automatic upgrade.
Oh,
welcome to Super Duper. V2.6.4, now line compatible. This version of Super Duper is compatible with OS 10 10.4.11 to 10.7 and includes a number of new features, including bullet initial Mac OS 10 Lion support, bullet scheduling, usability improvements, bullet improved handling of volumes that are ejected or disappear during copy, bullet Super Duper can eject and unmount internal drives after copy, bullet the during copy progress bar updates properly for drives larger than 1 terabyte, bullet very large non-standard compressed files will copy without error, bullet users will be warned when copying between volumes with different case sensitivity, bullet many other changes.
Okay.
Please use help revision history to see a full list of changes and please recreate your schedules once you have upgraded. Important note, Super Duper 2.5 and later no longer support versions of OS 10 prior to 10.4 Tiger. If you're running 10.2...
Okay, let me pause this while I download or install this update, because I do want to do that, and that may make a difference with cloning this image. So I'll pause this while I install that, and then we'll continue. Okay, we're back on the recording here. It just downloaded and relaunched, and it still remembers the settings, I think. Let's just review them.
Install ESD pop-up button.
Okay, that's what we want, the install ESD a disk image.
Untitled pop-up
button. Clone it to untitled, which is good.
Backup, all files, dim pop-up button.
And that's dimmed because you really can't change that, I guess, with a disk image.
What's going to happen? Pressing copy now will first erase untitled and then copy all files from install ESD to untitled. Button. Click to require password authentication before copying. Options. Button.
Let's just check the options really quick. I don't think we need to change
press
anything.
Options,
but let's just
button.
Check them.
Super inst untitled inst up back general. Selected tab 1 of 2. Advanced before copy. Repair permissions on install ESD. Dimmed unchecked during copy. Erase untitled, then copy files from install ESD. Dimmed pop-up button. On successful completion, do nothing, pop-up button, OK, button.
In okay, let's just
general,
check advanced.
Press advanced before copy. Run shell script before copy starts. Uncheck text. Choose, button, during copy. Copy ACLs from install ESD. Dimmed uncheck after copy. Create a disk image of untitled. Dimmed uncheck text. Choose, dim install package on untitled. Uncheck check text. Choose, button. Run shell script after copy completes. Uncheck text. Choose, but okay.
Okay.
Button.
Nothing we need to change there.
Okay.
So
button.
Let's just hit okay
press
there.
Okay button.
And we should be ready to go.
Super to install ESD. What pressing copy button. Click to option. Schedule button. Copy now. Default button.
There we go. Copy now.
Interact with alert dialog. You are about to erase untitled. Untitled will be completely erased and all of the files in install ESD will be copied to untitled. Are you sure this is what you want to do?
Yes.
Don't copy. Def copy button. Copy now. Default button. Closing dialog.
Okay. So it's doing its thing. I don't know how long this will take.
Macintosh HD. Selected volume.
We'll find out. I'll go ahead and pause this and until it's done. All right. We're back on the recording here. And the clone is done. And we could probably even take a look at what's on the flash drive now. I don't know exactly how long it took. I went in the other room for a bit and finished up my email on another computer. So I don't know how long it took. It started like at 7:49, I think. What time is it now?
Modem. PPP.
Let's see.
Clock. 3:57.
Okay, so it's 7:57. So it doesn't take that long. Some of it depends on the drive, too. I'm not sure if I was using an actual USB flash drive, it would have been any faster than using a micro SD card with a card reader. I'm not sure. But in any case, it's done. And let's go ahead. Did I exit out of Super Duper? Let's see if I did.
Finder.
Yes, I did. Okay. That drive should now be on the desktop still.
Mac OS X install ESD. Selected volume. Mac install ESD.dmg. Mac OS X install ESD.
Yeah, it calls it Mac OS X install ESD. So if we open that.
Open. Now in window. Mac OS X install ESD. Image browser list.
Okay. I'm going to choose to view this by a list instead, so I'm going to do Command 2.
As list checked. List view table install Mac OS X lion.app application row 1 of 6 library folder Mac OS X underline media underline background.png packages folder row private folder system folder row.
So there we go. We got the system folder and all that stuff.
Now
so
in desktop.
There we are. So I'm going to go ahead and eject that for the moment.
Macintosh Mac OS X install ESD selected volume eject Mac OS X install ESD.
But we'll definitely be coming back
install
to
ESD.
That
DMG.
When the time comes to actually install this. But I do want to show you how to make a bootable DVD also, which that we should be able to do pretty easily from Disk Utility. Go ahead and do that here. So to do that, the image is still on the... on the desktop, of course, the install ESD.dmg. I went and grabbed a blank DVD plus RW. I do have some of those laying right here. I haven't used these much recently. I've been doing most of my backups to external hard drive and flash drives, but let me go ahead and pop this into my optical drive. It's a blank DVD RW. And we'll see if Disk Utility can burn that to a DVD. Now we all have two copies of the install. Although again, I think I'm going to try to use the flash drive or the memory card to install, because I think it's going to be faster. But okay, the drive has spun up, and I don't think there's anything on this. Let's see.
Install ESD.dmg. Selected disk image. Install ESD.dmg.
Yeah, I've got that in the hard drive. Okay, so let's go back into Disk Utility.
DMG. Selected utilities. Now in window. System. Menu. Run script. Ellipsis. Closing menu.
Let's see.
Open Finder. Finder. Window. Utilities. List view. Disk. Utility. Digital. Disk. Open.
Okay.
Disk Utility.
So we'll do that.
Window. Disk Utility. Toolbar.
And this time, if you want to make a bootable DVD of the install, you would just go to the Burn tab.
Tools, help, toolbox, select vertical, select a disk, volume, help button,
nice.
Verify button, stop interacting with toolbox, tools, select a disk, help button, verify, new burn button, new image button, convert log, but leaving toolbar, selected disks, table, no selection, help, selected disk, 120.
I guess you have to pick a disk first,
tools,
maybe.
Select vertical splitter. Selected disk, vertical, first aid, erase, RAID, tab, restore, erase, tab, partition, tab, RAID, tab, 4 of 5, restore, tab, 5 of 5.
Okay, I guess, I thought there was a burn to there. I guess we just hit the burn button.
Result, verify disk, repair disk, help, info, burn, button. Select image to burn.
Okay, there we go.
Back, 4 icon, list mode. Selected.
Okay, we're in an open file dialog box now. Okay.
Desktop.
Good.
Pop-up button.
Desktop is fine.
Search text feed. Sidebar. Tape. Mic. Arrigo. Desktop. Mic. Desk. Leaving table. File. Tape. Install ESD.dmg.
That's perfect. I still remember that we used the desktop before. So there we are. Install ESD.dmg.
Cancel. Burn. Default button. Now in window. Hitachi HDS541612J9SA00 media. The help tag is burn CDD.
Okay, now we've got a window where we can set our parameters.
Interact with dialog. Burn options. Speed. Burn options. Speed. 2.4x. Dim pop-up button.
Yeah, these...
The help tag is, choose a slower speed if urns have been failing.
Yeah, the these DVD-RWs that I've got are the slower ones, and that's fine. A lot of times, you burn stuff slower, it's more reliable anyway.
Test only. Dimmed unchecked checkbox. Erase disk before burning. Dimmed checkbox. Leave disk appendable. Dimmed unchecked checkbox. The help tag is, select to allow subsequent burns to append data to the disk.
Well, it's dimmed, and you wouldn't want to do that anyway, in this case.
After burning. Image. Burn disk in. In after burn. Burn disk in. Verify burn data. Dimmed checkbox. The help tag is, select to verify the disk's data after it's been written. Superdrive. Text. Uncheck checkbox. The help ready. Uncheck checkbox. The help tag is, show advanced options.
Well, let's see what advanced options we've got just for fun.
Check checkbox. Ready to burn. Superdrive. Image.
Let's see.
Image. Burn disk in. Superdrive. Text. Check checkbox. That ready to burn. Burn options. Speed. 2.4x. Dim. Test only. Dim. Erase disk before burning. Dimmed. Leave disk appendable. Dimmed after burning. Verify burn data. Checkbox. The help tag is, select to verify the disk's data after it's been written.
I'm going to uncheck that.
Uncheck. Verify
probably don't
burn
need to
data.
Do that.
Eject disk. Selected radio button 1 of 2. Mount on desktop radio button 2 of 2. The help tag is, select to eject button. The cancel button. Burn. Default
all right.
Button.
Burn. Everything is set. Let's go ahead and click on burn.
Press burn. Text. Are you sure you want to erase the disk in the Pioneer DVD-RW DVRK06 drive before burning it? All the data on the disk will be lost.
I think it's already blank.
Cancel. Erase. But cancel. Default button.
Let me just double check that.
Finder. Boot color sync. Clip now in Macintop. Install ESD.dmg.
Yeah, it's not even mounted there, so there's
disk utility.
There shouldn't be a need even to erase that
image. Burn disk in.
Let's see.
Superdrive. Text. Checkbox. The help tag is, show advanced, ready to burn.
But it doesn't give you an option, I don't think, to disable it. So
burn.
That's fine.
Text.
We'll go with it.
Cancel. Erase button. Can't erase. Burning image. Installing SD.dmg. Closing dialog.
Okay. So, I don't know if this will give us a progress report. The drive hasn't even spun up yet to start this. Let's see.
Burning image. Installing SD. 19.2. 19.7. 20.1. 20. Cancel. Checksumming disk image. Apple underline HFS. 5. Skip button. Skip button.
Let's see.
Checksumming disk image. Apple underline HFS. 5. Cancel button. 28.7. 29.
Okay, so it's going pretty fast. 30, I guess it is burning. It's just that it's going so slow because it's only 2.4x for this disk. But it's hopping along. So we'll pause this until it's done. All right, we are back on the recording here, and that took a lot longer as I expected it would. It's been about, a good 25, 30 minutes for that to burn. But it's done. Yeah, the flash drive was way faster. And what it did, it ejected the disk when it was done. I went ahead and put it back in there. I just want to see how it reads and all that good stuff.
Installing SD.dmg. Selected disk image.
Okay.
Mac OS X install ESD. Selected volume.
So if
open.
We open
now
that.
In window, Macintosh HD. List view, table, no selection.
Oops, close the wrong thing.
Mac OS X install ESD. Open. Now in window, Mac OS X install ESD. Image browser.
Okay.
List as list. Checked. List view. Install Mac OS X. Lion.app library. Fold. Mac OS X underline media underline. Background. P. Pack
so
process system.
It's
folder.
The same as the close as window. The flash drive.
Now in desktop.
So we'll go ahead and eject that
Macintosh
for
HD,
now.
Mac OS X. Eject Mac OS X install
in
ESD. Install ESD.dmg was removed from selection. Zero
I'll probably go ahead
selected.
And keep that disk. Never hurts to have two installed disks around. That's for sure. So I'm going to pause this one more time and go put this DVD in a safe place. All right then. What I'm going to do also, I think before we actually install this, I'm going to open up another application here. It's been very hot here the last several days. I mean, heat wave majorly. And this Mac Mini is getting a little toasty. I've got an application here. It's called SMC Fan Control. What it does is it manually allows you to set the speed of your fan. And I've got mine set basically to have it run the fan to the max. And especially it's going to be doing a lot of crunching when it installs this. And this Mini is pretty toasty now. So I think I'm going to go ahead and open that application. So you'll probably hear the fan in the background.
Finder.
And I apologize for that. But
applications. Now
running,
window, application.
Running the fan at full speed, it does make it a lot noisier, but it definitely cools the system. No doubt about it, because this Mac Mini on the bottom is quite
list
toasty.
Tables. SMC.
So I'm going to open that.
Open. SMC.
And there you might be able to hear the fan startup. It's got a pretty good fan in it, actually, when it runs fast, and it's blowing out solid heat out of the back, but I'd rather have my system be a little bit noisier than a bit hotter. Better to be cooler. Okay, well, the time has come for the moment of truth. Let's go ahead and see if we can install this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to reconnect this memory card reader with the 8 gig micro SD card and put that in here. One other thing, you probably want to do this. I don't know if it makes a difference, but to be safe, disconnect any other peripherals that you may not need. Like I've got a USB headset plugged in here. I'm going to go ahead and disconnect that until the install is done, just to be safe. I don't know if it'll make any difference, but certainly won't hurt anything and might avoid some potential problems. But the flash drive, as it were, is plugged in. Let's see here.
Finder. Close window. Now in it. Mac OS installing SD.dmg.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and delete that DMG off the desktop. It's going to get deleted anyway when I delete the hard drive, but
was removed from selection. Empty trash. Now in window. Trash.
Go ahead
now
and empty
desktop.
That. Okay. What I should be able to do now is reboot this and then hold down the Option key. The C I don't think will work in this case because it's not a CD. but holding the Option key usually gives a list of the bootable choices. Matter of fact, well, once I get rebooted, I usually don't turn on my monitor. I do have one connected to this. I can't read it, but I'll at least be able to see what's going on, if something's on the screen or not. So I'm going to go ahead and restart this.
Eject. SMC fan control.
Oh, that SMC fan controls. That's okay. Okay, I'll just hit that one more time there to restart. And there we go. There's the startup sound. Hold down the Option key. And hold that for just a few seconds. Okay, great. And now I'm going to go ahead and turn on this monitor just so I can see what, if there's anything at all on it. And it looks like there is. So it does have the boot menu. Okay. So let's just arrow to the right once and press Enter. And hopefully now what it is doing is booting off of that flash drive. And I figure that's going to be faster than the CD. The monitor screen is still blank, and this may take a minute. I don't know if that card reader has a LED on it to indicate that it's accessing or not. Let me see if it does. Eh, if it does, it's too far in the back for me to see it. So we'll just wait here for a while. And while this boots up. And if for some reason this doesn't work, I can always use the DVD. It definitely did something, because if it would have just booted off the regular hard drive, it would have been up to the regular screen by now. So I'm going to pause this while this boots, because I don't know how long it's going to take, and then we'll continue. Okay, we're back on the recording here. Well, this is interesting. I don't know if I didn't wait long enough, although I waited like 5 or 6 minutes to try to boot off of that, you know, flash memory card in the card reader, and the screen sort of just stayed blank. I tried it twice, and that just did not work. I'm not sure why, unless it just wasn't fast enough. Maybe I have to actually have a native USB flash drive. I don't know. I may have to check further into that and try to see what's going on. But in the meantime, glad I made a bootable DVD also of the image. Let's try that. So I've put that in the drive. Let's go ahead and restart here again. And this time I will go ahead and hold down the C key. And we'll see if that boots the computer. The drive is spinning up. And it's actually reading faster than I thought. Okay, it's whirring away. Let me turn my monitor back on and see if it looked the same as it did when I tried to boot off of that flash drive. Yeah, it's got like the Apple thing in the middle of the screen. It got that far. But then that's disappeared. Drive is whirring away. See, with a flash drive, couldn't really tell what it was doing. Could have been that card reader too. I mean, it could have been any number of things that caused that not to work right. But this DVD drive is whirring away. So we may have better luck with this. I may get just like an 8-gig flash drive or something like that, and see if I can make another bootable image of this. But meantime, it's good to have both, I guess. So this is booting up. Let's pause this again, and I think this time we will have success once this is done booting off of the DVD. Okay, we are back on the recording here, and it definitely took a little time to boot, longer than the press DVDs, as I expected. But we are booted, and in theory now, and I'm testing that bootable microSD card that I made on one of my other Macs, just to kind of see if I can get it to boot with that one. I'm using a different card reader. We'll see if that makes any difference. But meantime, let's go ahead and do Command F5 and see if we can start VoiceOver from this DVD. Okay. Drive is grinding away. That's a good sign. The DVD drive is definitely wearing away, so it looks like making this bootable DVD was definitely a success. We'll see how long it takes to launch VoiceOver off of that disk. And I'm sure it'll use probably the Fred voice. It won't use any of the Alex or any of the high quality voices like that, which is okay. Its only goal is to get us through the install. I'm not sure how long this is going to take. I will go ahead and pause this again in the meantime to save time.
You are currently on effects telemetry.
Okay, we're back on the recording. This is a little bit different than previous installs. I went ahead and turned on the numpad commander since I have a numeric keypad on this keyboard with control option, numpad slash. It opens up to a utility window. Let's see what we've got here.
Application selection table, null selection. Continual button. Application selection table, null selection. Interact with application selection table. Row 1 of 4. Column 1 of 2. Restore from time machine backup icon image. Column 2 of 2. Restore from time machine backup. You have a backup of your system that you want to restore. Reinstall Mac OS X setup and install a new copy of Lion. Get help online. Browse the Apple support website to find help for your disk utility repair or erase the disk using disk utility.
Let me see. Does this have more than one application? Let's see. Oh, it doesn't.
Currently on a tech continual button. Application selection table, row 4 of 4, continual button.
I think if I quit this, it'll probably restart because I want to do a reinstall, but let me see what.
Quit Mac OS X utilities. Interact with alert dialog. Are you sure you want to quit Mac OS X utilities? Restart. Choose start disk button. Cancel button.
Okay, so this is the only thing you have. Okay, so you have to choose, I guess, the install from here. Okay. Well, I want to do disk. I want to do disk utility first. So I can erase my disk. So I'm going to escape out of here.
Continue button. Application selection table. Row 4 of 4. Help get help online I disk utility icon image. Column 2 of 2. Disk utility repair or erase the disk using disk utility.
I guess if we press enter there, it'll.
You are currently on a text element inside of.
Oh, okay. I guess you select it, which I did.
Get help disk utility.
And then we
can
go to
continue. Button.
Continue. Okay.
Application selection table. Row 4 of 4. Column 1 of 2. Disk utility icon image. Column 2 of 2. Disk utility repair or erase the disk using disk utility. Selected.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, this is a little bit different. Now, I don't know, once I erase this, is it going to use the install of Lion from the DVD? I would hope so. Instead of trying to re-download that whole thing. But I'm going to use this to erase my drive. It's loading from the DVD.
Disk utility busy. You are currently on a toolbar. To interact with the items on this toolbar, press Control Option Shift down arrow. Leaving toolbar. Select Disks table, row 1 of 7. 120.03 GB Hitachi HTS541612J9SA00 media selected. Superdrive. Expand Mac Hitachi HD expanded. Zero
okay, that's
close.
What I want.
Left
now
one.
I want to erase this.
First aid. Select tab. Erase tab. Selected erase tab. To a RAID. Restore. To erase all data on a disk or volume, 1, select the disk or volume in the list on the left. 2, specify a format name. 3, if you want to prevent the recovery of the disk's erased data, click Security Options. 4, click Erase. To prevent the recovery of format, Mac OS Extended, format,
properly. Okay, I have it Mac OS Extended at the moment. I'm going to change this because I disabled the journaling. What journaling does is it kind of keeps track of things in case there's a power failure or something like that. but it will run a little bit faster if you don't use journaling, but at least initially you have to have journaling enabled for it to allow you to install the OS. So I'm going to change this.
Disk utility bit. Menu 7 items checkmark. Mac OS extended journaled.
That's what we want.
Closing menu. Mac OS extended journaled. Format. Pop button. Name. Mac touch HD. Content selected.
And we'll leave the name as it is. That's fine.
Erase free space button. Security options button. Erase button.
And I'm not going to do a security erase because I'm just going to reinstall the new OS.
Select disk image.
All right. So we'll just hit erase.
Button. Press erase button. Are you sure you want to erase a partition? Macintosh HD? Erasing a partition deletes all the data on that partition, but does not affect other partitions on the same disk.
Let me slow that speech down just a little bit for you.
Pitch 50%, volume 100%, intonation 50%, voice read, rate 45%, 40%.
There we go. Might be a little easier for you to understand. Okay, I am sure, so I want to do this.
Erase button.
And here we go. This will take away all the data. Of course, I have it backed up on my external drive. But
text. Mount point slash volume slash Mac. Select disk image. Busy progress indicator. Erasing volume. Erase. Dim button. Select disk image. Text. Mount point slash volumes. Help. Dim. Help. Erase free space button. Macintosh HD. Content select. Security op. Erase button.
Okay, looks like it's already done. That was quick. All right, let's go ahead and do a command Q.
Mac OS 10 Utilities, Window, Application Selection, Table, Row 4 and 4, Column 1 and
okay,
2.
So, what we'll do...
Continue, but, Applicate, Disk Utility, Get Help Online, Browse the Apple Support Website, Reinstall Mac OS 10 Setup, and Install a New Copy of Lion.
That's what we need to do, so we'll go ahead and do Continue here.
Continue button. Application Selection, Table, Row 2 and 4. Column 1 of 2, reinstall Mac OS 10 icon, image column 2 of 2, reinstall Mac OS, install Mac OS 10 Lion, install Mac OS 10 window, continue button has keyboard focus. To set up the installation of Mac OS 10 10.7, click continue.
Let me change this so it speaks numbers better. Let's do it to read whole numbers. Let's see. If I can, maybe I can't.
Just typing echo.
There we go.
Characters in text attributes, numbers, digits, words.
There we go.
Stop adjusting numbers. Continue button. To set up the installation of Mac OS 10.7, click continue.
There we go.
Press interact with alert dialog. To download and restore Mac OS 10, your computer's eligibility will be verified with Apple.
Well, that's interesting. Okay.
You are currently on a text element.
Huh. I wonder what that means. I guess that's... I don't know if they're starting to use product activation. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Cancel button. Continue. Default button. Press. Continue. Default button.
I don't know what that means exactly, but... we will see.
Install Mac OS 10 Lion Busy.
It's...
Install Mac OS 10 Lion Busy.
It's whirring away. I like how it says it's busy here now. It doesn't keep saying busy, busy. It just...
A copy of text, English. To continue installing the software, you must agree to the terms of the software license agreement. A copy of the license will be saved on your system and can be found through about this Mac after installation. It is also posted at HTTP. Disagree button. Agree button. I have read and agree to the terms of the software license agreement. Disagree button. Agree button. Disagree button. Macintosh HD radio button. 1 of 1.
Okay, now it's probably asking where we want to install this.
Select the disk where you want to install Mac OS 10. Macintosh HD radio button. 1 of 1. Press Macintosh HD radio button. 1 of 1. Customize. Dim button.
There is no... Well... let's...
Back button. Install button. Disks. Scroll area.
Let's see.
No visible title to interact. Back button. Install button. Back button. Disk. Back button.
Well, I don't know why that customizes dimmed. I would rather...
Install button. Disk. Scroll area.
Be able to customize that, but...
Customize. Dim button. Dimmed. Macintosh HD. Select radio button. 1 of 1.
Although I think, well, I don't know if they bundle stuff. Like before there was all this other foreign language stuff and Snow Leopard and everything like that, but I don't think a lot of that's included with this. Since it was a download, it probably downloads that stuff as it needs it. So maybe that's why you can't really customize it. So I'll go ahead and just go with it, I guess.
Install button.
Hit install.
Install Mac OS X Lion Busy. Signing into the App Store. System has new dialog.
Okay, let's see what this is.
Busy progress indicator. Signing into the App Store. Busy progress indicator.
I've heard that some people have trouble with this.
You are currently on a progress indicator.
There's a place where you have to sign in to the App Store in order for this to work, to verify, and some people had trouble getting to it. Let me see. Yeah, that could be a... I can see what people are referring to.
Signing into the App Store.
Let's see here. Let's try something here.
Signing into the App Store. You are currently on a text element.
Let's see here.
Busy progress indicator.
Well, it's wearing away, so I don't know if it's still, because I tried to put the mouse on that thing signing into the App Store. I figured maybe clicking it would do something, but...
Voiceover on. Install Mac OS X Lion. Install Mac OS X window. Signing into the App Store.
Looks like voiceover crashed a bit or something here. Let's see. Let me turn my numpad.
Commander off. Numpad commander on. Busy prog. Signing into the App Store.
Let me see.
Signing into the App Store. VoiceOver on. Install Mac OS X Lion.
Well, let me see if I can do a mouse click on this. This could be a problem.
Busy prog.
This could be a problem. Let's see if we can get to the menu bar. Maybe we can switch to it that way.
Closing menu. Busy progress indicator. Install Mac OS X. Install Mac OS X Lion. Ready. Closing menu. Busy progress indicator.
Let's see. This could definitely be a problem. Tell you what I'm going to do. Yeah, because I remember reading about this on the list, where you you have an issue where you there's another window basically in the background, and you have to get to it in order to be able to sign in to this. Let me try something here. If I do a command Q, I'm not going to quit this, but I just want to see if it...
Signing in to the App Store. Busy. Signing in. Signing.
And you can't switch windows because that option isn't there either. Let me pause this for a bit and see if I can figure this out. This could be a challenge. Okay, we're back on the recording, and I think I figured out a way to do this. What you have to do, if you've got the numpad command, or if you have a number pad, you press numpad slash to get to the window chooser menu. That will work. Control option F2 will not work. Or actually, you know what? I just thought of something.
Signing in for the App Store.
There might be a way. If we do, let me see something here. Where's the function key on this thing? Okay, it should be right here. I wonder if we...
Dialog for window install Mac OS X. Busy progress indicator.
Yeah, okay. It is enabled. You just have to, let me see.
Dialog, window chooser menu,
yes.
Two items.
Okay, so what you have to do, the function keys are actually set to do hardware stuff, not software. If you have an Apple keyboard, if you don't, that won't be an issue for you. But you have to bring up the Window Chooser menu, and then that should allow you to switch. So let's see.
Sign in to download ROM current. Install Mac OS 10 current. Sign in to download.
Sign in is what we need.
Dialog.
Okay, so with that.
Application icon image. Sign in to download from the App Store. If you have an Apple ID, sign in with it here. If you have used the iTunes Store or MobileMe, for example, you have an Apple ID. Apple ID. Password. Forgot. Button. Apple ID. Edit text.
Okay, I don't know why it's. Well, I don't think it's going to try to download the whole thing. It probably just checks the to see if you've purchased this. So.
Store helper busy. N.
I'll go ahead and.
0 O Y at up T.
Type in my thing. So, if you do the clean install, just remember to use the window chooser to switch to the
password secure edit text
to switch Windows. Okay, there we go. So that's done.
Sign in default button.
I'm gonna
forgot button. Install Mac OS 10 Lion. Install Mac OS 10 window. Sign in closing menu. Cancel button.
Okay.
Store helper has no windows. Store helper has no windows.
So, this thing is grinding away. I'm not sure if it's re-downloading this or what. Then what was the whole point of creating that whole image unless it won't install from that? I don't know. Or what it might be doing is maybe doing the recovery. I don't know. It's, but it's...
Install Mac OS X Lion. Install Mac OS X window. Cancel button. 0.4% progress. Macintosh HD. Select disk name. Select disk icon image. Downloading additional components. Your computer will restart automatically. Mac OS X Lion image. Down. Select disk icon. Macintosh HD. Select 3.3% progress indicator.
I guess maybe the DVD, maybe it the actual OS, I guess, I wonder if that's only used for the boot up part of it, and then it still downloads the rest of it. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense, though, when it's all right there, but I don't know. I think Apple made this a little more inefficient this time around, no question about it.
Macintosh 8, 3.3% right, cancel button. 7.3, Macintosh, select disk, downloading additional components.
Okay, well.
Your computer will restart automatically.
Well, we'll go ahead and pause this while it does its thing. I guess it's re-downloading everything that it downloaded before. Wow. Okay, well, we'll let it do its thing here. So it looks like if you're going to do this, if you are going to do a clean install, you need to make sure you have an internet connection. Now, I don't know what it would have done. I got Ethernet connected here. I don't know what this would have done for a Wi-Fi network. I assume it would have allowed you to connect to it. I don't know. We'll find that out when I do my MacBook upgrade, which will hopefully go a lot faster since I'll already have had experience on how to do this. But meantime, I'll go ahead and pause this, and we'll let it finish downloading, and we'll see what happens. Okay, we are back on the recording here. I'll tell you what's happened. It's about 20 or 25 minutes has gone by. And what it did, I think it re-downloaded everything that was in that disk image. I'm not sure why. But it said downloading additional components. The DVD drive's going again. Let's see.
Install Mac OS 10. About 0 seconds remaining.
Okay, well, my number pad isn't, doing anything now, so, I wonder, okay, I think it just restarted. Yes, it did. Okay, so what happened during this whole thing is, after I signed into the account, it said downloading components, and I wonder if it downloaded everything that was in that disk image. I'm not sure why it would do that, since that was already on the DVD, but I think that may have been, unless it was downloading all the additional like printer drivers and things like that, which I hope it didn't do because I don't need all that stuff. But the customize option was grayed out, so I couldn't customize it. The thing is restarted, and the computer is restarted, and the DVD drive spun up for a minute, although it always does that because it checks, you know, to see what's in it. But you know, it did boot off of the hard drive, and I've heard that, well, the movie is no longer there, and I've heard that it no longer does the thing, you know, if you are blind, you know, press Command F5. I wonder if it's booted. Let me just turn on my monitor briefly and just see what it looks like. I can't read it, but yeah, there's definitely something on the screen. Well, let's do Command F5 and see if we get speech. Or unless, well, wait a minute. I wonder if it might still be, well, there we go.
Voice over on Mac OS X installer, window, install Mac OS X. Dimmed.
Okay. Now what's it, let's see.
You are currently on a text element.
Oh, let me turn on the numpad commander.
Numpad commander on.
Okay.
Install Mac OS X. Installing Mac OS X on a disk, Macintosh HD. 2.5% progress indicator.
Yeah, so it looks like...
Time remaining, about 19 minutes.
19 minutes, okay. So what it did, it re-downloaded that whole thing. I don't know why
you are currently
it would do that. Because, again, all of that should have been contained on that disk image. I'm not sure why it did that. I have no idea, but... So it did the download, and now it's restarted, and it's probably in the recovery mode, I would think. I don't even know if I can Command-Tab out of this. Let's see. It doesn't look like it. Is there a menu bar here? Let's try that and see if that does anything. Let's see.
Menu bar, Apple, Mac OS X installer, file, edit, window. Edit, file, Mac OS X installer, menu 2 items, about Mac OS, quit Mac OS X installer, ellipsis,
I don't want to do that.
File, menu 2 items, close, save, edit, menu 2 items, select all, speech, submenu 2 items, start speaking, dimmed.
Now there's not much to speak.
Edit, menu 2 items, speech, submenu, select all, dimmed command A, window, menu 3 item, zoom, installer log, command L, bring all to front, Apple, menu 3 items, start disk, ellipsis, restart. Shut down.
Okay, so that's all you can do.
Closing menu. Time remaining.
Okay, so it's rebooted, and I mean the whole thing was successful. It's still chugging away, and it's probably you know it's actually doing the actual install now, I guess. Hopefully, it'll delete that stuff when it's done. And I don't think it's using the DVD drive. I think it's actually using what it downloaded. So that's what that did. So we'll go ahead and pause this, and of course in the future, well, I'm just not sure why it re-downloaded everything. That makes no sense, because all of that it downloaded, I think, unless it's something different that I don't know about, was on that DVD that it booted from. So I don't know why it thought it needed to do that. Unless that, again, that disk image only works if you're doing an upgrade. Who knows? But anyway, it's well on its way. Some of this stuff maybe only Apple will know. And if anybody has any of the answer to the stuff I've kind of pondered here, by all means, let me know. I'm curious to know. But anyway, we'll pause this, and we'll pick it up when it's about to restart after this part of the install is done. All right, we're back on the recording. Let's go ahead and read this window.
Install succeeded. Dimmed. Mac OS X was installed on your Macintosh HD.
Okay. Well, it said it was installed successfully, and there was a restart option, and it probably said it's going to restart in a few seconds, and I didn't click the install, and I didn't click the restart, so it just went ahead and did it. My DVD is still in the drive, and I'll eject that when I can. But for now, it's booting again, and I'm assuming off of the off of the hard drive. So we'll let that boot up, and we'll see what we get here. I don't think it does a startup movie and music like Snow Leopard did. But we'll see. DVD drive spun up for just a minute. It's kind of spinning up again. It always does whenever you whenever you have one in the drive, and it's just it's booting up. And we'll see if we get a prompt. Okay, the router is flashing, so it's initializing its Ethernet and that type of thing. We'll see if we get the prompt to press the command F5 or not. I've heard that they took that out. So we'll see what happens here. Okay. Yeah, I'm not hearing anything, so I'm just going to go ahead and do the command F5 here, and we'll see if we get some speech.
VoiceOver on Setup Assistant, Mac OS X Setup Assistant window. Before you begin.
Okay. Let me turn on my NumPad Commander again.
NumPad Commander on.
Okay.
Before you begin, there isn't a mouse or trackpad connected to your computer. To use a wireless mouse or trackpad, make sure the batteries are charged and inserted correctly, and the device is turned on. Otherwise, connect a wired mouse now, dimmed. Progress indicator. Image. Busy progress unable to find a wireless mouse or trackpad. Searching. To skip this process, press the return key on your keyboard. There isn't a mouse or trackpad connect. Progress indicator. Image. Busy progress indicator. Searching for your wireless mouse or trackpad.
I'll just press return.
Welcome. Welcome. Image. In just a few steps, you can register and set up your Mac. Choose your country or region. Country and region, table, row 1 of 6, column 1 of 2, United States, column 2 of 2, blank selected.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Show all, uncheck checkbox. Back, dim button, continue button. Press, select your keyboard. Keyboard image. Choose a keyboard layout. Keyboard layout, table, row 1 of 2, column 1 of 3, U.S., image column 2 of 3, U.S., column 3 of 3, blank selected.
Yeah, that works for me.
Show all, uncheck checkbox. Back button, continue button, press, transfer information to this Mac.
Alex sounds a little different. Some of the enunciation's a little bit different. You can tell a slight difference there with that. But, okay.
Transfer. If you have important information on another Mac or Windows PC, you can transfer it to this Mac. You can also transfer data from a Time Machine backup or another startup disk. Transfer your information image.
And I do, of course, have a backup, but I'm not going to transfer it in this case. Again, with a new OS, I like to start from scratch. And then, of course, once I get all that done and working, then I'll do another backup. And then on my other two Macs, then I will go ahead and transfer it when I install Lion on those. But for the first one, no, I don't want to transfer everything. I want to start from scratch and install and configure everything the first time. More reliable, I think.
How do you want to transfer your information? Table, row 404. Don't transfer now. Selected.
And that's what I want.
You can transfer information later using Migration Assistant. Back button. Continue button. Press. Enter your Apple ID. Enter your Apple ID. Your Apple ID is the email address you used if you made a purchase on the iTunes Store, iPhoto, or the online Apple Store. If you have an email address ending in at mac.com or at me.com, you can use that as your Apple ID. If you don't have an Apple ID, just click Continue. You can set up one later. For more information about the benefits of an Apple ID, click Learn More.
I'll go ahead and do that, I guess.
Apple ID. AnnJohnson1 at me.com. Apple ID. Edit text.
Okay.
N. 0. O. X. Y. At. N0. Oxy. At. C-R-E-F-T.
Let me change the echo on this again. Alex sounds a little different. There's a bit of a difference there.
You are currently on a text field.
Let me change this verbosity just a little.
Adjust typing echo. Characters and words. Nothing. Characters. Text attributes. Do nothing. Numbers. Digits. Words. Capitals. Change pitch. When status changes, play tone. Speech verbosity level. High. Punctuation. Some. None.
Set that to none.
Typing echo. Characters.
And let me slow that speech down just a little bit.
Pitch 50%. Rate 45%. 40%.
There we go. Okay. So.
N0XY.
N0XY. I turned on it. Okay.
Password. Password. Secure edit text.
All right. I'll go ahead and put that in, I guess. Let's see. Okay, there we go.
Learn more button. Back button. Continue button. Press continue button. Registration information. Registration info. Enter your personal information. The information is used to register your Apple product, create your user account, set up your information in address book, and set up your mail account. First name. Last name. Mike. Contents selected. First name. Edit text.
And probably what it did is it probably pulled all of this from Apple ID is probably what it did, because the hard drive was erased, so that wasn't on the hard drive anymore.
Arrigo address.
Okay. I'm going to pause this while I go through this and check it, just because I don't want to record my address and all that stuff on here.
Element.
So I'm going to pause this, but you just navigate through it, all the fields, and I'll go ahead and pick it up once I go through this and make sure it's all correct. Okay, we're on the next screen. All the information was correct, and
I'm sure it got it from
the Apple ID. It probably pulled it from that and was able to get all the information. Okay, now I'm on the screen to create the computer account.
Enter a name and password to create your computer account. You need this password to administer your computer, change settings, and install software. Full name, Mike Arrigo. Contents selected. Full name. Edit text. Mike M I E Spain.
Okay, that looks good. Okay.
Account name. N0XY. Contents selected. Account name. Edit text.
I don't know if I want to do it with that. The account name. Well.
This will be used as the name for your home folder and can't be changed.
I don't want that.
You are currently on a text element.
I don't want it to use my ham radio call as my as that, so I'm going to change that.
N0XY.
I just want it to use my name.
M-I-E-E-I-N-M-K-E.
Well, you can't do a space, but I'll just put Mike, I guess, for that then. That's fine.
This will be used as the name for your home folder and can't be changed. Password.
Okay. I'm going to pause this again while I put that in, because I don't know if it echoes that particular thing.
You are currently on a text element.
So we'll pause it while I put the password in and all that stuff.
My Apple ID to reset this.
Okay. We're back on the recording here, and
set up assistant. Rep. Enter a name and password to create.
Okay, it's still kind of grinding away here, I think.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Start using Lion button. Start you image.
All right.
Image. Thank. Start using Lion button.
Click that.
Press start use.
And probably logs in.
Welcome. And silver running com at apple dot doc dot extra.
Okay. And it fired up the DVD. Let's see where we are here.
NumPad commander on. Com dot apple dot doc dot extra has no windows. Com dot apple dot doc dot finder.
Okay.
Finder. Desktop. Desktop.
Okay. So we are on the desktop.
Bluetooth setup assistant. Bluetooth setup assistant window. Bluetooth mouse or trackpad setup.
No, I don't want that. It's mad because I don't have a mouse or a trackpad setup. And there's a setting to keep that from appearing each time, and I'm going to change that. But let me cancel out of it for now.
Continue. Busy progress indicate no wireless mice or trackpads have been found. Make sure your wireless mouse or trackpad is discoverable.
Well, and they're not going to be either, because I don't have one.
Bluetooth mouse or... There isn't a wireless... Looking for wireless mouse or track... Finder. Desktop.
Okay. You may find here, for those of you who may not be familiar, Apple has pretty much, by default, made it so nothing shows up on the desktop. No hard drive, nothing like that. And I'm going to change that, and I'll show you how to do that to kind of finish things up here for this podcast. And we've made it, though. We made it a few little bumps along the way with getting the thing to boot and everything, but here we are, totally without sighted help. What you're going to want to do on the desktop... I mean, assuming you want it this way, it makes things easier. If you don't want your hard drive or anything to show on the desktop, you certainly don't have to. But I'm going to, and I thought some of you might be interested in some of the settings that I'm going to change, and I'll tell you why I change them. So we're in on the desktop. Let's bring up the Finder Preferences with Command Comma.
Now in Preferences window, hard disks.
Okay, so let's go ahead and move to the top of the window.
Toolbar. Show these items on the desktop.
Show these items on the desktop.
Hard disks, unchecked.
Hard disks, definitely.
Check. Hard disks, checkbox. External disks, unchecked, checkbox.
External disks, yes, definitely.
Checked. External disks, check. CDs, DVDs, and iPods, unchecked, checkbox.
Yes, definitely.
Checked. CDs, DVD, connected servers, unchecked, checkbox.
Nah, because I don't really have any servers.
New Finder window show. All my files. New Finder window show. Pop-up button.
Okay, all my files. Let's see what our choices are.
Prep, menu, items, check mark. All my files. Other, ellipsis. Mike's Mac Mini. Macintosh HD. iDisk. Mike. Desktop.
I'm going to do Mike. That's my...
Documents.
Home folder.
Desk. Mike. Closing menu. Mike. New Finder window. Always open. Mike. New Finder window. Always open folders in a new window. Unchecked checkbox.
Always open folders in a new window. You probably want to leave that unchecked. It'll get things cluttered very quickly if you do that.
Spring-loaded folders and windows. Check checkbox. You are currently on a checkbox.
Spring-loaded folders. That's more of a visual effect, I think, so I'm going to uncheck it.
Uncheck. Spring-loaded. Delay. Dimmed. 50%. Delay. Short. Medium. Long. Press the spacebar to open immediately.
So let's go back up to the toolbar.
Toolbar. Interact with toolbar. Labels button.
Labels. We don't have to mess with anything there, I don't think.
Sidebar button.
Sidebar. Let's take
press
a look at
sidebar
that.
Sidebar button. Stop interacting with toolbar. Show these items in the sidebar. Favorites.
I usually disable the sidebar, actually. I don't even have it showing.
All my files. Check checkbox. Applications. Check checkbox. Desktop. Check checkbox. Documents. Check checkbox. Downloads.
That's fine. Okay, there's one other setting I want to show you. Let's go back to the toolbar.
Show these items in the sidebar. Toolbar. Interact with toolbar. Advanced.
Press. Let's advanced. Go in there. Okay.
Stop interacting. Show all file name extensions. Uncheck checkbox.
Show all file name extensions. You probably want to check that. Till my dying day, I will not. I will never understand.
You are currently on a checkbox.
Why both the Mac and Windows does not show you the file extensions? How in the world are you supposed to know what things are if you don't see the extension? I mean, you'd have no idea what something was. And both the Mac and Windows do this, and I've never understood why. But here's how you do it, and I'm going to go ahead and check it.
Checked. Show all file name extensions. Checkbox. Show warning before changing an extension. Check checkbox. Show warning before emptying the trash. Check checkbox.
Show warning before emptying the trash. I'm going to uncheck
that.
You
are currently unchecked. Show warning. Empty trash securely. Unchecked checkbox.
Yeah, we can leave that unchecked.
When performing a search. Search this Mac. When performing a search, pop-up button.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so that's all for that. Now, I want to show you one more thing. Again, you don't have to set it this way, but I'm going to. And I think this is the same. So every folder comes up as a list. So you don't have to set that each time. Let's do a Command-W to close out of Preferences.
Now in Desktop, Macintosh HD Volume. Macintosh H, Mac OS 10 install, Macintosh H, Mac OS 10, Macintosh H.
Okay.
Mac OS 10.
Oh, good, they fixed. There was an issue with 10.6 where sometimes if you highlighted different volumes on your desktop, it wouldn't always read. They fixed that at least.
Macintosh, Mac OS.
I'm going to go ahead and eject the DVD.
Eject, Mac OS 10 install ESD.
I'll go ahead and eject that DVD. There we go. And put that back in the case. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up my hard drive with
Macintosh HD, selected
okay.
Volume.
Do a command O to open that.
Oh, now in Macintosh HD window, image browser group.
Okay, so what we're going to do is probably do command 2 for list.
As list, checked. List view, table.
Okay, now...
Applications, library, application.
Okay, good. Now, to bring up the view preferences for this, let's go to the view menu first. Let's see.
Menu bar, Apple, Finder, File, Edit, View.
Let me see if we can hide. I like to hide the toolbars and things like that just to get rid of
menu
clutter.
As icons, check mark, as list, as columns, as cover flip, clean up, dimmed, clean up by, arrange by, submenu, show path bar. Show status bar command, hide sidebar command option S.
Okay, I'm going to hide that.
Hide sidebar.
Okay, let's go back to the menu.
Menu bar, edit, view, as cover, clean up, arrange, show path bar, show status bar command slash, show sidebar command, hide toolbar command, customize toolbar.
And I'm going to hide the toolbar also.
Hide toolbar.
Okay, there we go. Okay, now let's do a command J.
Always open in list view.
Okay, that's the show the view preferences. Okay, let's see what we've got in this window.
Always open in list view, uncheck checkbox.
Okay, so what you want to do, if you want everything to appear this way, and you can do this with, I think, icons or columns if you prefer that. I like the list view. So what we're going to do is we do always open in list view. We check that.
Check, always open in list view, checkbox.
And then...
Browse in list view, check checkbox.
I'm not sure what that does, browse in list view, but okay.
Arrange by... None. Arrange by. Pop-up button.
Arrange by. Let's
menu
see.
Menu items check mark. None. Name.
Name. You can.
Kind. Application. Date last opened. Date added. Date modified. Date created. Size. Label. Check mark. None.
And we'll leave it at none for now.
Closing
I may
menu.
Change that later.
Sort by. Name. Sort by. Icon size. Small icon size. Button. Large icon size. Button.
Doesn't really matter.
Small icon size. Selected radio button. One of two. Large icon size. Radio. Text size. 1-2, text size, pop-up button.
Okay.
Show columns.
Okay, show columns. You may want to customize this.
Date modified, check checkbox.
Keep that.
Date created, uncheck check. Date last opened, uncheck check. Date added, uncheck check. Size, check checkbox.
Size is good to have. Well, yeah,
you
that's
are
fine.
Currently a kind, check checkbox. Version, uncheck check. Comments, uncheck check. Label, uncheck check. Use relative dates, check checkbox.
Okay.
Calculate all sizes. Uncheck checkbox. Show icon preview. Check checkbox.
Okay, we can turn that off. That's a visual thing, and there's no reason
uncheck
to do that.
Show icon use as defaults button.
And use as defaults. If you click that...
Always open in list view. Check
that checkbox. Should set it then so everything opens up the way you set it here. So everything will then open as a list, and you should be good to go. Okay. There is one other thing I want to show you before we end this. And I've heard about how to do this, so that's how I already know. And then we'll look at some of the new features in the next podcast. But how to download, if you want to get some of the nuanced voices, which is definitely something that I want to do first. Once I get that download started, then we'll go ahead and close this out. And I hope you've enjoyed this. I've kind of enjoyed this little journey of upgrading this. It's been a nice experience, and I'm happy to share it with you. Hopefully... some of you will benefit from it. Okay, let's do a command W to close this out.
Close window. Now in Macintosh.
Okay. Let's
library
see.
Applications.
Okay, we need to close that out.
Library.
Two.
Today 10:14 p.m.
Okay.
Close now in desktop.
Okay. What we want to do, let me fix my verbosity again on this.
Adjust typing echo, characters and words.
Because the other one was used in the login window.
Nothing. Characters, text attributes. Do nothing. Numbers, digits, words, capitals. Change pitch. When status changes, play tone. Speech verbosity level, high. Punctuation, some, none. Typing echo, characters. Stop adjusting
okay.
Type.
And I'll slow that down a little. I know a lot of people like their speech really fast. I like mine a little bit slower. I mean,
pitch 50%.
That's a personal preference.
Volume 100, intonation 50%.
I'm going to take that up slightly.
55%. 60%.
There we go.
Voice Alex. Rate 45%, 40%.
Okay. The way you do it for the speech, I think you can do this from the VoiceOver utility or from the system preferences. And I'm probably going to do it from System Preferences, actually, which should be in the Apple menu, I think. So let's see.
Menu bar, Apple. Apple, menu, System Preferences, ellipsis.
Okay, let's open that.
Menu, System Preferences. Now in System Preferences window, toolbar.
Okay. The first thing you want to do here probably is I'm going to go to the View menu and set this to View to sort it alphabetically. So we'll do that.
Menu bar, Apple. Apple, System Prep, Edit, View, Forward, Customize, Checkmark, Organize by Category, Organize Alphabetically.
There we go.
Organize Alphabetically, checked.
All right, then.
Energy, keyboard.
So let's just...
General, Energy...
Let's just go to Speech.
Speech button. Speech window, toolbar. Text to speech, selected tab, 2 of 2.
Okay.
Alex, System Voice, pop-up button.
Okay, I think in that pop-up button, I think is where...
Menu 9 items, checkmark, Alex, Bruce, check, male, dimmed, Victoria, Vicky, Kathy, female, customize, ellipsis.
That's where it's at. You go into customize, so let's do that.
Interact with dialogue for window, speech.
And let's see what voices we've got here.
Select voices, search text field, voices, table, play. Dim button.
Okay, it's a...
Cancel, but okay.
Okay, so it's a table. You have to interact with that.
Voices, table. Interact with voices, table. Row 1 of 118.
Holy mackerel. Okay. I don't think all of these are the nuanced voices, though, but let's see.
Agnes. Jill.
Let's see.
Kathy. Jill. Agnes.
Let's see.
Voice over help menu, 6 items.
Oops.
Agnes.
Oh, I have to customize some of the some of my numeric keys. I have to change them to what I want.
Jill.
Now, I don't. It looks like
you are currently on a cell 3 items inside of a table. To navigate the cells within this table, press Control Option and then up arrow, down arrow, left. Agnes. Kathy. Princess.
See it.
Samantha, Princess, Vicky, Victoria, Alex, Bruce, Fred, Junior, Ralph, Tom, Albert, Bad News. Stop interacting with voices, table, bah. Bad News, Victoria.
See, to actually
Agnes.
Download them, I think, because there should be a checkbox.
Uncheck checkbox.
Here. Okay, there it is.
Search text field, voices, table, 1 cell selected, row 2 of 118, Agnes, row 2 of 108, Jill.
Okay, so...
Agnes, stop interact, play button, cancel button, play button, cancel, play button, uncheck checkbox.
So...
Uncheck checkbox. Uncheck check, Jill. Uncheck checkbox.
Oh, I see, okay. It's a...
Jill, image, image. Jill, uncheck checkbox. Jill, Jill, Jill.
Okay.
Interact with text. Jill, stop interact. Check checkbox.
Okay, it's a
stop interacting with voices table.
One yeah. Second. Okay, so there's a checkbox next to it. I see, and you check the ones you want. Okay.
Uncheck checkbox. Princess.
So that's how that
stop
works.
Stop interacting with voices table. Play. Uncheck checkbox.
And there's a setting too. You can set VoiceOver to not interact with it. So that's what you do.
You are currently
you
on
check,
the checkbox.
You you go down this. Let's see.
Princess, princess. Image. Uncheck checkbox. Uncheck princess.
I'm not sure why it's not letting me move. Past
stop
that.
Interacting with princess. Row oh. 5 of 1.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay.
Selected cell 3 items. Kathy. Princess.
Okay, I see. It's a...
Kathy.
You interact...
Interact with Kathy, row 4 of 108. Check checkbox.
Yeah. It's you have to interact with each one as you go down. Okay, I see how you do it.
You are
so
currently on a checkbox.
What you do is, for the ones you want, like, let me stop interacting with this.
Princess. Kathy, Jill, Agnes. English,
okay.
United States, female.
Okay, so English, United States,
Agnes.
Female. Now, Agnes should already be
interact.
Checked.
Unch- Agnes.
No, she isn't. Okay. We'll go ahead and check
uncheck
it.
Checkbox. Agnes.
Well, that's not a very good quality one. We'll leave that go.
Jill.
Let's go ahead and...
Interact. Uncheck checkbox.
So we'll check that.
Check checkbox.
There we go.
Jill.
Okay, and...
Stop inter... Kathy.
And...
Princess.
The main ones I'm going to... Samantha. I'm going to focus on the nuanced ones for now. So Samantha, I want to get her, so...
Uncheck checkbox.
So we'll check that.
Check checkbox.
And...
Samantha.
You kind of...
Stop interact Vicky. Victoria. English, United States, male.
So English, United States, male.
Alex.
And there's Alex. He's already there.
Bruce.
Fred.
Junior.
And...
Ralph. Tom.
There's Tom. Let's go ahead and get him.
Interact with Tom. Uncheck. Check checkbox.
Okay, there we go.
Stop. English,
let's see what else we've
United
got as far
States,
as English novel. Goes here.
Tom. English. United States. Novelty.
Novelty.
Albert.
Okay.
Bad news.
We'll skip these.
Bells. Boing. Bubbles. Check. Deranged. Cellos. Step. Piper. Trino. Whisper. Zarvox. Arabic. Saudi Arabia.
Okay, Arabic.
Majid. Chinese. China. Tinting. Chinese. Hong Kong. Yes. Sinji. Chinese. Yaling. Czech. Czech Republic. Zuzana. Danish. Denmark. Ida. Dutch. Belgium. Ellen. Dutch. Netherlands. Claire. Xander. English. Australia.
English. Australia. That should be fun. Let's see what we've got there.
Karen.
Karen. She's really good. Let's go ahead and get her.
Interact with Karen. Uncheck. Check checkbox. Karen. Stop interacting with Karen. Automatic download image. Row 49 of 118. Lee.
There's Lee. He's really good, too. We'll go ahead and get him.
Interact. Uncheck. Check checkbox. Lee.
Well, they've got all the nuanced voices. This is really cool.
Stop interacting with... Yeah. Automatic download okay. image. English. India.
Okay. English. India.
Sangeeta.
I'll skip that one for now.
English. Ireland.
English. Ireland. Let's...
Moira.
Moira. We'll skip that one for now, too.
English. Scottish Standard English. Fiona.
Fiona. Scottish. We'll skip that one for now.
English. South Africa. Tessa.
Tessa. That should be... I haven't even heard her yet. Let's go ahead and get her.
Interact. Uncheck. Check checkbox. Tessa. Stop English. United Kingdom.
United Kingdom. I definitely want to get some of these.
Daniel.
Daniel. Oh, yes.
Interact. Uncheck. Check checkbox.
Okay.
Daniel.
And I think if you come back in here and uncheck these, it'll uninstall.
Stop interacting
it for you.
Emily.
Emily, okay.
Interact. Uncheck. Check checkbox.
Hopefully they got Serena, too. I like her.
Emily. Stop interacting. Serena.
There she is. All right.
Uncheck. Check checkbox.
There we go.
Serena.
Okay. So.
Stop interact. Finish. Finland.
I think that's all the English ones.
Mitko. French, Felix, Julie, French, Sebastian, Thomas, Virginie, German, Anna, Steffi, Yannick, Greek, Alex, Hindi, India, Lekha, Hungarian,
okay.
Hung.
Well, that's enough of these for now. I thought there was actually two for Samantha. There was a Samantha regular and a Samantha, like, lower quality. I'm not sure where that came from, but...
Stop inter automatic download image.
Let's see.
This voice will be automatically downloaded.
Let's
play button.
And you can get samples too, but
cancel. Okay.
Let me go ahead and hit OK here, and we'll see what happens.
Press Alex. Software update. Alert dialog. Are you sure you want to download and install 9 voices totaling 3.3 gigabytes now?
Wow, 9 voices, 3.3 gigabytes. Okay. Yeah. Let's go ahead and do it.
Not now. Button. Install. Default button. Press license agreement. Apple software. Disagree.
Okay.
Agree. Button. Now in software update window.
Okay.
Stop.
There we go.
Busy progress. Finding software.
And it should just download these and install them. So there we are. All right.
You are currently.
I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast. I'm not sure how long it was, but hope everybody enjoyed it. It was definitely an interesting little adventure. I will do another one covering. What is new in Lion, and then we'll do kind of a demonstration of some of these voices and things like that. So we'll definitely do that. If any of you want to contact me, you can. Would love to hear from you. My email address, again, is N0OXY. That's my ham radio call also. So it's November 0 Oscar X-Ray Yankee. at charter, C-H-A-R-T-E-R, .net. And going to probably spend some of this weekend at least configuring this and installing my apps and all that fun stuff. So I'll do the next podcast once everything's configured and working. All right. We will talk to everybody soon. Take care.